Hello, dear Sleep Chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry, I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good evening. This is Sleep Chamber, the podcast that doesn't really want you to do anything. You don't have to listen. You can if you want. But this is really a situation where you have accomplished all that needs to be done today. You can rest now. You can let go. I'm not going to put any particular effort behind my words in this episode, so you can safely tune in and out of listening if you want. I'm Henrik. I'm going to talk to you for about an hour. So, this podcast doesn't offer much in terms of structure. It's meant to listen to as a form of background noise as you try to escape your own mind. But with that said, you can do what you want with it. Use this podcast either way you see fit. It is what it is. What happens, happens. And as for now, there's nothing you can do. The streets covered with rain. It was one of those nights that followed that one night. I was in a taxi, and it was one of those nights when I feel like I'm not really here. When I feel like I'm floating around. When I feel like I'm not really a part of the world around me. When I feel like I'm just a ghost. Just a spirit. Just a dream. I looked out the window and I saw the rain. I saw the rain and I thought about life. thought about how life is just a series of moments. Moments that come and go. Moments that we can never get back. And in those moments, we are alive. In those moments, we are real. And then the moment is gone. And we are left with nothing but the memory of it. My thoughts were interrupted by the taxi driver. He asked me where I was going. I told him I didn't know. I just wanted to drive. I just wanted to feel the wind in my hair and the rain on my face. I wanted to feel alive. But the taxi driver pointed out that we were, in fact, in the inside of the car. Therefore, I couldn't possibly feel the wind in my hair and the rain on my face. He was right. But even though I couldn't feel the wind and the rain, I still felt alive. Because in that moment, I was real. I walked in the rain. I let the rain wash over me. I walked until I came to a park. And in that park, I saw a bench. And on that bench, there was a dog asleep. It was homeless. But it was alive. It was real. It mattered. I sat down on the bench and I watched the dog sleep. I watched it breathe. And in that moment, I felt alive. I felt real. I mattered. And I knew that even though the moment would soon be gone, the memory of it would stay with me forever. It was one of those moments that I'll never forget. I was sitting in my car, waiting for a friend, and I heard the bells begin to ring. Kenny, the janitor, was ringing the bells. But that day, for some reason, the sound of the bells was different. Sadder and more beautiful at the same time. I sat in my car and I listened to the bells ring out over the campus. And I thought about life and how everything is fleeting. How everything is just a moment that comes and goes. And how we are alive in those moments. The pizza place on the corner. The smell of the pizza bacon in the oven. The sound of laughter. It was one of those moments that I'll never forget. I was sitting at a table with my friends, laughing and joking and having a good time. And then I smelled it. That unmistakable smell of pizza baking in the oven. My stomach grumbled and I realized that I was hungry. So, we ordered a pizza. But even more than that, it was the moment that mattered. The moment when we were all together, laughing and joking and enjoying each other's company. That's what I'll remember forever. This is holy ground. Really. The anchor of my feet. Love for life. Love for the world. And I knew in that moment that everything was going to be all right. Because we were alive, we were real, we mattered. A dash of hope, a touch of love. These are the things that make life worth living. These are the things that make us alive. In a perfect world, we would all be alive in every moment. But the world is not perfect. So instead, the moments that make us feel alive, and where we find those moments, we have to hold on to them. Hold on to them tight, because they are precious and they are few and they will soon be gone. I could tell you about a million moments like these. Moments that have stuck with me long after they've passed. Moments that have made me who I am today. But in the end, it all comes down to this. Life is just a series of moments. And in those moments, we are alive. In every kiss, we have only one life left, and it is already happening right here all around us. The streets are dark and flowing with gold. The rain is falling and the colors are changing. What we once thought was a desert of darkness turns out to be an oasis, one that can offer us what our hearts have been yearning for all along, the promise of a better tomorrow. Will this be our chance? Can we make it through this storm together and come out the other side stronger than ever before? A dash of rain on my face, a bolt of lightning in the sky. The storm is coming, but we are ready. I've got you, buddy. Can you feel it? This is our time. I do what I feel. Have you gotten to your dream point yet? The place where matter loses its grip on you? From where you can dive deeply into the sea of your own soul and consciousness? You might ask yourself, what am I doing here? Why is this happening to me? And that's perfectly fine, because it means you're on the right track. The further you go, the more questions will arise. And that's a good thing. It means you're growing, expanding your awareness. There are no limits except for those we create in our minds. That feeling when all the pieces come together and everything makes perfect sense. That's how I feel right now. Like everything is finally falling into place. All the struggles, all the pain, it was all worth it because it led me to this moment. This magical, wonderful moment where I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. And nothing could make me happier. But it's not just happiness that I'm feeling. It's also a sense of peace. A deep inner peace that comes from knowing that everything is exactly as it should be. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever challenges you may be facing, just know that they are all part of your journey. They are leading you to something better. Something beautiful and amazing and worth fighting for. The best is yet to come. that at the moment there's nothing you can do? Tomorrow or later in the day, you can accomplish some of what is on your table. But not now. My dream point is to be free from the chains of my past. I want to be able to fly away from everything that's holding me back and start fresh in a new place. A place where happiness is within reach and there's no such thing as impossible. So for now, I'm going to live this dream by taking it one second at a time. One step at a time. And eventually, why not live in those dreams now? Why not make them a reality right here and right now? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this moment and turn it into something magical. Something worth remembering for the rest of my life. And who knows? Maybe someday, someone will listen to this. And it will inspire them to do the same. To never give up on their dreams and to always believe in themselves. There's a thin line between dreams and reality. And sometimes, we have to blur that line in order to make our dreams come true. So let's do it. Let's turn this moment into something magical. I woke up to the sound of raindrops hitting the window pane. It was as if the storm outside was mirroring the storms inside my head, and for once, I found comfort in that thought. I got out of bed and walked to the window, watching as the rain fell down from the gray sky. People were hurrying around on the street below, trying to stay dry but failing miserably, and yet despite all that chaos, there was something strangely beautiful about it all. Eventually, I tore myself away from the window and got ready for the day. I had a lot of things to do, but for some reason, I didn't feel rushed or stressed. It was as if I knew that everything was going to work out somehow. And sure enough, throughout the course of the day, things did start falling into place. One by one, all my worries and fears began dissipating until there was nothing left but peace and calm. By the time night fell, I felt like a new person altogether. As I crawled into bed that night, I couldn't help but smile at how perfect everything had turned out. And in that moment, I realized that sometimes it takes a storm to remind us of what's truly important in life, not material possessions or worldly success, but our own happiness and well-being. I'm sorry about nagging you about the well-being and safety. This is a podcast to help you fall asleep. I'll be silent for 10 seconds and rearrange my brain. At one time, when I was around 15 years old, I became very interested in learning how to be an actor. I'd always been fascinated by movies, but I never thought of them as a career option until one day when I saw an interview with Dustin Hoffman. He was talking about his craft and what it meant to him, and something clicked inside me. For the first time, I realized that acting wasn't just about pretending to be someone else. It was about using your own life experiences and emotions to create a character that people could believe in. From that moment on, I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life. I started taking acting classes and doing a lot of research on the subject, watched interviews with actors and directors, and took notice of how they approached their work. Over time, I developed my own methods and techniques,
based on what I had learned. And although I'm still learning new things all the time, I feel like I've come a long way in developing my skills as an actor. But I still suck at it. You can laugh if you want, but it's true. I'm not the best actor in the world, by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I'm probably one of the worst actors out there. But that doesn't mean I don't enjoy doing it. On the contrary, acting is one of my favorite things to do. It's just that every time I watch myself on screen or hear myself on tape, I can't help but cringe at how bad I am. But even though I know I'll never be a great actor, that doesn't stop me from trying. Acting isn't about winning awards or being adored by millions. It's about telling stories and bringing characters to life. It's about entertaining people and making them forget their troubles for a little while. And as long as there are people out there who appreciate what I do, no matter how terrible I might be, then I'll keep doing it. Either that, or I'm going to start a podcast that helps people fall asleep. My life is a weird place. It's full of strange people and even stranger things. But I love it here, because it's my home. And no matter how weird or wonderful this place might be, there's always something new to discover. Like that time I found a secret room in my house. I was exploring the attic one day, looking for some old boxes that I could use to store stuff in. But as I was rummaging around, I noticed something odd about the wall next to me. It looked like there was a door hidden behind some of the panels. So naturally, being the curious person that I am, started prying them open to see what was inside. And sure enough, there was a small doorway leading into another room. The weird thing is, I have no idea how long this secret room had been there. It could have been weeks, months, or even years. Finding it felt like uncovering a great mystery. I always wonder what other secrets this place might hold. Maybe one day I might find out the secrets of being me, but until then, I'll just keep exploring and enjoying the ride. On the first day of this year, I made a resolution to myself. I will not make any more resolutions. It's not that I don't like setting goals or trying new things. It's just that, in my experience, New Year's resolutions tend to be more trouble than they're worth. They always seem like such a good idea at the time, but then never end up following through with them. And even if do manage to stick with it for a little while, it never feels like enough. So this year, instead of vowing to lose weight or save money, decided to simply resolve not to make any resolutions. It might sound silly, but so far it's been working out great. Not having any specific goals has freed me up to focus on enjoying life and taking things one day at a time. Who knows? Maybe this is the start of a brand new tradition. My non-resolution resolution. Have you gotten to your dream point yet? In the soft, bewildering velvet of the night, I take a step towards my dreams and never look back. I am the wanderer who has seen every tree, every creature that lurks within. And in my dreams, I have climbed to the top of the tallest mountain and looked out upon the vastness below, an ocean of possibility waiting to be explored. I have flown on wings of pure imagination, higher and faster than any bird or plane. I laugh with joyous abandon at all those who told me it was impossible. Trees become my friends as I swing from their branches, and the sun caresses my skin with warmth as I lay in its rays. I have been to places no one has ever been before, and seen things that no one has ever seen. And in those moments, I felt more alive than I ever thought possible. Her name was Lena, and she was my dog. Lena was the best dog I ever had. She was a golden retriever, and she always seemed to know when I needed someone to just be there with me. Even though she could be lazy at times, she would always go on walks with me or play fetch whenever I wanted. She loved car rides and would get so excited that her whole body would wag back and forth. Whenever we went somewhere new, she would stick her head out the window and take everything in. It's like she knew that life was an adventure and wanted to make sure she missed nothing along the way. Lena passed away last year, but even now I still think about her all the time. She was such a special dog, and I miss her. Miss her so. I'm sorry for bringing up my deceased dog in our little night session. I don't plan what I'm going to talk about beforehand. Do you like animals? I can't say that I don't like animals, because there are some that I really do enjoy being around. But at the same time, I'm not exactly what you would call an animal person. I've never been one to go out of my way to seek out animal companionship. In fact, most of the animals in my life have come into it through other people. For example, when I was growing up, my family had a cat named Socks. He was mostly my sister's cat, but still spent a lot of time with him and grew very attached to him. Similarly, in college I had a roommate who owned a turtle. Although I wasn't particularly fond of turtles myself, I became quite fond of the roommate's turtle and enjoyed taking care of it while she was away. So even though I'm not actively seeking them out, animals have always been present in my life in one way or another. Do you think humans will ever reach Mars? It's definitely possible. With all the advances we've made in technology over the past few decades, anything seems possible these days. Who knows? Maybe within our lifetime we'll see humans walking on Mars. I think it would be really interesting. It would be a whole new experience. And I think it would be great for humans to have a presence on another planet. However, there are also some challenges that come along with the idea of living on Mars. For example, how would we deal with the lack of air and water? There are definitely some small hurdles to overcome. But I think it's definitely possible that humans could one day call Mars home. Forever is a long time. Too long, if you ask me. I don't like the idea of forever. It's too much pressure. The thought of having to spend an eternity with someone is just too daunting for me. I prefer to take things one day at a time and not think about the future too much. After all, who knows what tomorrow will bring? So when people talk about finding their soulmate or getting married and spending the rest of their lives together, it just doesn't appeal to me. It sounds nice in theory, but in practice, no thanks. I'll stick with living in the moment and enjoying life as it comes. But then again, maybe that's just me. I often find that people are surprised by my views on love and relationships. So maybe I'm just not the romantic type. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll meet someone who changes my mind about forever. But until then, I think I'm happy living life one day at a time. Do you like the idea of forever, or does it scare you? Let me just remind you that I can't hear you. If you're answering, this is a podcast, pre-recorded. I won't be able to hear you. Do people ever really change? That's a complicated question. People can definitely change in some ways. But whether or not they actually do is another story. For example, someone might say that they want to quit smoking, but then never follow through with it. Or someone might claim to have changed their ways after spending time in jail, but then end up right back where they started. So it's hard to know for sure if people can truly change or not. I think the answer partly depends on the person and what kinds of changes they're trying to make. If somebody is trying to break a bad habit like smoking cigarettes, it might be easier for them to actually stick with it this time because they've made a conscious decision to do so. However, if somebody has been engaging in criminal behavior for years and suddenly decides that they want to go straight, it could be harder for them to maintain that change because old habits die hard. Ultimately, only the person themselves knows if they're capable of changing or not. All we can do is support them along the way. Now I'm going to tell you something else. You should not be afraid to ask questions, because that is the only way you're going to get answers. And if you don't get answers, then you're never going to learn anything new. This world is full of mystery, and the only way to uncover its secrets is to ask questions. I don't mean to be bossy or anything, but just remember that the next time you're curious about something, go out and ask questions. My dad always used to say that the only stupid question is the one that isn't asked. So ask away. Again, I should remind you that this is a pre-recorded message, and I am not actually here to answer your questions. People always say that the pen is mightier than the sword, and I believe that to be true. With a pen, you can write down your thoughts and feelings and share them with the world. Whatever you choose to do with it, remember that a pen is a powerful tool. So never underestimate its power. Pencils are also pretty cool. But that's a story for another time. Or maybe it's a story for now. I don't have any plans anyway. This is the story of the pencil that could talk. I know, it sounds silly. But just bear with me for a second. This pencil was different than any other pencil in the world, because this pencil could talk. This pencil could actually hold conversations with you. It knew everything about everything and was always happy to share its knowledge. The only problem was that no one believed that the pencil could really talk. They would laugh and call it names whenever it tried to engage them in conversation. But the truth is, even though they didn't believe the words coming out of the pen's mouth, deep down they were fascinated by its intelligence and a little bit scared too. One day, the pencil got fed up with being treated like a joke, and it decided to leave. It didn't want to be around people who couldn't appreciate its gifts. So it set off into the world on its own. And without anyone there to sharpen it, it became nothing more than a useless stick. And that's when the pencil realized that maybe people weren't so bad after all. Maybe they were just afraid of something different. something new. The moral of this story is unknown. At best, I don't know why I told it. Here's another story. The Tale of the Sarcastic Horse. Once upon a time, there was a horse who was always making sarcastic comments. No matter what anyone said, the horse would find a way to say something that would make them look foolish. The other animals in the forest tolerated the horse's behavior because they knew that deep down, he didn't really mean any harm. But one day, the horse went too far and made a comment that hurt someone's feelings so badly that they ran away in tears. The other animals confronted the horse and told him how disappointed they were in him. They said that his sarcasm may have been funny at times, but it also caused pain and hurt people's feelings. The horse realized how wrong he had been and apologized to everyone for his behavior. From then on out, he tried to be more mindful of his words and only use his sarcasm for good instead of causing harm. The story doesn't end there, because the horse eventually continued to be sarcastic and ran into trouble again. And that's how the horse learned that sarcasm can be used as a weapon or a tool. It all depends on how you use it. Do you want to hear another story? Here is the saga of the blue frog who couldn't apologize. Once upon a time, there was a blue frog who did something very wrong. He knew that he had made a mistake and needed to apologize. But for some reason, the words just wouldn't come out of his mouth. No matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't say, "I'm sorry." The blue frog felt terrible about what he had done and wanted to make things right. But without being able to apologize, it seemed like an impossible task. He thought about giving up and never speak again so that people would forget about his mistake. But eventually realized that wasn't fair to anyone involved. So instead, he decided to write down an apology letter and hand deliver it to the person he hurt most by his actions. The act of finally apologizing helped the blue frog move on from what happened and learn from his mistake. And ultimately everyone involved was better off because of it. Of course this never happened, because frogs can't talk or write and therefore not apologize in any form. Maybe in the shape of a croak. Have you reached your dream point yet? The place where shapes and form starts to move around in your void. No rush. Just asking. I can ask. This is my podcast after all. Last Tuesday, I went to the grocery store and saw a man who looked exactly like my father. It was so weird, because my dad looks like no one else. Anyway, I went up to the man and asked him if he knew who I was. He said no, but we started talking anyway. We talked for hours about all sorts of things. And it was really nice. Eventually, I had to go home. But before I left, I gave the man my phone number and told him to call me sometime. A few days later, he called me and we made plans to meet up again next week. And that's when I realized that even though this man wasn't actually related to me by blood, he was still family in every way that mattered most. I guess he was my dad. I'm not sure. This is a story about two brothers who were always fighting with each other. No matter what they did, they could never seem to get along for more than a few minutes at a time. One day, after yet another heated argument, the younger brother stormed off into the forest and didn't come back for days. The older brother went looking for him, but no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't find his wayward sibling anywhere. The weeks turned into months, and still there was no sign of the younger brother. Just when the older brother had given up hope of ever seeing his little brother again, he heard a voice calling out to him from deep within the woods. "Help, I'm lost." The older brother followed the voice until he found his little brother, who was trapped in a cave. The younger brother had been trying to find his way out for all this time, but without any success. The two brothers hugged each other and vowed to never fight again. They realized they were the best of friends, or at least until the day after, when the older brother threw a carrot at the younger brother's head during breakfast, and they started arguing all over again. So, this podcast doesn't offer much in terms of structure. It's meant to listen to as a form of background noise as you try to escape your own mind. But with that said, you can do what you want with it. Today I had a really good day. I woke up and made myself breakfast. Then I went on a run, and it was really sunny out. After my run, I showered and got ready for the day. Then I met up with some friends and we went to lunch. We had a great time talking and laughing together. After lunch, we walked around town for a bit, then said goodbye. I came home feeling really happy today. But then it started to grow trees in my room. I was so confused. Why would trees start growing in my room? Why would my day be so great, only to end with such a weird event? I don't know, but it was really strange. My mom came home from work and saw the trees, and she was just as confused as I was. We have no idea what caused it, but it was really weird. When I went to bed, I had a hard time falling asleep because I kept thinking about the trees in my room. And also, the tree branches were poking me in the face. It was a really strange day. The next day, I woke up and the trees were gone. It was like they had never been there in the first place. I was relieved, but also confused. Was it something I did? Or was it just a weird fluke? My neighbor, who is a professor in botany, came over and said that it was probably just a weird fluke. I'm still not sure what to believe. The trees had a smell, too. The leaves didn't look like normal leaves. They were a weird shape and color. Lion's belly. The professor told me to call the pattern on the leaves. Lion's belly. I don't know what that means, but it's a weird name for a leaf pattern. Not like I know a lot of other names for leaf patterns. I suck at botany. The sun and the wind came out of nowhere and stunned us all in the face. We all laughed it off, shaking out our hair. It was the first time I'd seen her in a few weeks, and she was definitely more beautiful than before. She'd been out of town with her parents for the last month, but was finally back. The ride back to her place was fast and took no time at all. I left her at her apartment and promised to see her the next day. I was on my way home when my phone rang. "I'm so sorry, I totally forgot to tell you. My parents are in town for the week and they want to meet you." I hung up the phone and turned around. I was going to have to go shopping. Whenever I look up, I sneeze. So I sneezed, and at the same time I was thinking of a memory. A memory of when I was much younger. I was outside playing with my friends and we were laughing and having a great time. She was there. In my memory, this was the exact moment I fell in love with her. How could I have forgotten something like that? I guess I was just too caught up in the present to remember the past. The street felt different under my feet as I walked to her apartment. It was as if I was walking on air. I was so nervous. I had no idea what I was going to say to her parents. I knocked on the door and she answered it. "Hey." She led me into the living room where her parents were sitting. They both stood up and her father held out his hand. "It's nice to finally meet you. I'm Mr. Smith." "Likewise, I'm Tom." We all sat down and they started asking me questions. Where was I from? What was my job? What were my hobbies? I answered them all as best as I could. I could tell that they approved of me and that made me feel good. After a while, they excused themselves and went to bed. She showed me to her room and we sat down on her bed. "They're just a little overprotective." I leaned in and kissed her. It was a long kiss, and when we finally pulled away, we were both breathless. "I should go." I walked home with a smile on my face. I had a feeling that things were going to change for me. Youth. Even though it can be confusing and overwhelming, it's also a time when you're full of hope and possibilities. I'm glad it's over, and I hate that it is. I'm too old, and I've been around longer than most. I'm on that one swing that I always sit on. It's up there by the steps, the ones that they all climb up to get in. There's no one on it, and I'm too fat to jump. So I'm stuck up there, suspended in my swing, making wishes that my skin is tight. The sunlight hits me all happy and shiny, and I smell the lavender. Someone put some real fresh flowers in my hair. I look at them and see them dripping off, and I wish that it was me. I take the flowers and throw them out, just like any kid would do. Not like the magic lilies and tulips the lady upstairs leaves there. Her son died, I remember her talking about it. And she's going to be sad, like all of us are. I wish that life was like one of those lilies. Like lollipops. I wished for more days. And that my dad would give me a hug one more time. I wished that for a while he'd make us pancakes every morning. I closed my eyes and concentrated. My forehead slinging back against the swing set. My elbows rubbing my shoulders and legs playing under the swing, making it vibrate. Then the wood was filled with its sound. It sounded like popcorn popping. Nails being hammered into a board. The roar of a jet engine. A baby crying. A crack of a whip. There was something so funny about it that I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't even keep my head still. It was quiet, and there was a goofy little smile on my face. Fred, you're messing up the wood. I didn't care. I kept laughing and laughing. My cheeks hurt, and I couldn't stop. He poked his head out from around the corner, his bangs still in front of his eyes. He put his hands on his hips. What's wrong, Fred? His voice was calm. No malice in it. His eyes were focused on me and it made me laugh harder. I looked down at him and he looked so sweet. He pointed up to the front door. I followed his hand and looked up. There was a light. The lady was standing in the window, looking at me. I ran over to the stairs and ran up. She was already unlocking the door. I ran through the house and into her arms. She hugged me tight. She took my hand and led me into the kitchen. She moved her face close to my ear. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I repeated. She pushed me into the refrigerator. I'll get you a drink. She pulled out a jug of orange juice and poured some into a glass. Here, drink this. You're going to be okay. She brought me into a hug, held me close. It felt like a million tiny little hands were cupping my belly. I could feel something small and warm bouncing around. I'm so sorry. She held me until my breathing slowed and I stopped crying. I stood up and hugged her tightly. I leaned back on my seat and looked at the road. I could see Joseph's house up ahead and my heart started beating. I hope he doesn't mind that I took his car. I reached out my hand to the cabbie. Coffee time. See you later, he said and nodded towards my house. My heart sank as I walked towards the entrance. When did I become so comfortable? I walked up to the front door. One of these days, it's going to catch me and I'll never make it home in time. I took out my keys from my bag and slowly opened the door. Sarah was sprawled on the sofa reading a book. She raised her head as I walked in and I could see the happiness radiating out of her. She rose from her seat. Hi, honey. She came towards me, holding out her hands for a hug. I embraced her in an awkward embrace. It was as if we were strangers and were meeting after a gap of 20 years. Every spring, the wind changes how I feel. It blows dust and leaves and grime and various bits of debris all over, starting with the windows and continuing all through the house. I hate cleaning, but I find that every spring, I really, really want to. I want to clean everything and scrub down the house. I want to put everything away in its proper place. The task, if I can figure it out, is not so much to do the cleaning, but to hang up the pictures and arrange the furniture. What I hate most about cleaning is the time wasting. I hate standing and thinking about what the ideal arrangement of the decorations would be. I hate dragging out more boxes to find what I want. I hate standing around, frustrated and mumbling, "Why can't I do it?" I feel the same frustration over the piles of paperwork on my desk. I wonder how much longer it will be before I put everything away, or how long it will take to get rid of everything. I need to get rid of all the clutter in my life. He closed his eyes as the ball of light encircled his head and tickled it with tendrils of darkness. It was an image he hoped would fall away as he drifted off. But as he was swept away, the image appeared on his imagination, branded in his mind. He wanted to turn away, to look away, but it was a magic only a truly powerful person could possess. He felt helpless to control it, unable to hold it in his grasp, unable to stop it. The joy of the situation overwhelmed him. He wanted to laugh and cry, the emotions tearing at his heart and filling his mind until he couldn't hold back anymore. The light exploded in his head. Perfection is only a word. It's nothing you can use in real life. It's a word you use to describe something that's not really there. You can't live up to it.
Hello, dear sleep chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry, I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.